Welcome. Today we're heading to Cinque Terre on Italy's Ligurian coast, five compact villages perched between steep hillsides and the sea. The best way to enjoy them is not to race through a checklist, but to travel lightly, use the train, and leave room to simply look around. Cinque Terre means five lands, and the villages are Monterosso al Mare, Vernazza, Corniglia, Manarola, and Riomaggiore. Their colorful facades, narrow lanes, terrace slopes, and small waterfront spaces create that instantly recognizable coastal scene, but each village carries it differently. Monterosso feels the broadest and most beach-oriented. Vernazza is often remembered for its harbor and dramatic cluster of buildings rising behind it. Corniglia sits higher above the water, while Manarola and Riomaggiore reward slow wandering through steep, intimate streets. What stays with you is the scale. These are not open-air sets. They are living villages with tight passages, laundry lines, stairways, boats, shutters, and people trying to get on with an ordinary day. That smallness is the charm, and it asks for a little patience. So, how should you move between them? For most visitors, the train is the sensible backbone. The villages are linked by rail, making it easy to choose one as a base and explore without repeatedly handling a car. Driving may look tempting on a map, but the roads are narrow, parking can be difficult, and village access is limited. A car can make sense for a wider Ligurian trip, yet for the core Cinque Terre experience it often adds friction rather than freedom. Before you go, check the current railway access and local visitor arrangements. Conditions can change with weather, maintenance, and crowd management. A little preparation lets you spend your time noticing the coast instead of solving transport problems. If you have 2 days, resist the urge to conquer all five villages in equal measure. On day one, pick two neighboring places, arrive early, and give yourself time for a harbor view, a quiet side lane, and a relaxed meal. On day two, choose another village or two and consider a coastal walk if trails are open and the conditions suit you. Hiking is a major part of the appeal here, but it is not a box to tick. Check trail status locally, wear suitable shoes, and follow posted guidance. The gentlest crowd strategy is simple. Explore earlier in the morning or later in the afternoon, then avoid trying to remain at every famous viewpoint during the middle of the day. Could you see less and enjoy more? In Cinque Terre, that is usually the better trade. Ligurian food gives the trip its grounding. Try pesto in the region that made it famous, ideally with pasta suited to catching the sauce. Seafood is naturally prominent, and local wines pair beautifully with a long lunch or an unhurried evening by the water. For many travelers, spring and autumn offer a more comfortable balance than peak summer. Generally milder conditions, softer light, and less intense pressure on the small villages. Weather varies, of course, so bring layers and keep your walking plans flexible. A final practical thought. Make room for village life. Keep narrow paths clear, do not treat doorways or private steps as photo props, carry your waste out when needed, and respect trail closures. Spending thoughtfully at local businesses helps too. Cinque Terre is most rewarding village by village, not site by site. Let the train do the connecting, choose fewer places, and give the coast time to reveal its quieter details. Thanks for listening, and I hope your visit is calm, curious, and considerate. Until next time.